B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. Jason Stark. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Bart. Things are pretty upbeat in there.
I don't know if you caught it earlier, Jason. I had a soap quesadilla the other... No, okay, we'll get that out later. But here's the deal. I was thinking of you throughout this series, my friend, and I'll tell you why.
Right.
Because I was thinking of you because you had told us, and I thoroughly believe you, and I still do, this division will be won by the team that beats the crap out of the Marlins. And then the Marlins came in and swept the Phillies at home.
The Marlins team that came in here, we should probably mention this, is a totally different team than the one we saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They've turned over like 2/3 of their roster during the season, and they do pitch. They're over 500 their last 35 games, which is more than you could say for the Phillies. And as I always try to remind my wife when she was coaching, there are two teams playing, so not all of this is about your team.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that.
Okay. So when you watch this team right now, you're watching a guy like Bryce Harper, and it came up yesterday about bringing in a curveball machine for guys to take extra BP before the game. What exactly is a curveball machine? I've only seen it used in spring training. Would that be of any help whatsoever?
All right, I heard your take on this, and I sound like your take was because Bryce laughed, he was laughing at the manager.
Well, it was his idea, and he also took the pause to try to say it properly.
Right. Well, here's one of the reasons for his response.
Okay.
He doesn't take batting practice on the field.
Hmm.
He only does that maybe a couple of times a week. So that doesn't apply to him. It doesn't apply to his issues. I think that's why he had such a funny response. Do we think a curveball machine is going to solve this? Obviously, they got more issues than that. But I was on MLB Network the other night. We were showing the Yankees taking batting practice, and they had a curveball machine out.
Okay.
And so it does happen now. You're trying to simulate what you're going to see in games. And so I don't want to make too much out of one soundbite.
Right.
Not that that would ever happen.
Well, Jason, in all seriousness, it's not just about the soundbite. It's about the talk about whether or not he has lost the locker room. And I know that is a damning phrase, but when you watch Gene Segura have two separate conversations with his manager about not hustling, and then he continues to do it, and then you see Cesar Hernandez fall into the same category of either not hustling or just making mistakes on the base pads. Same thing with Bryce Harper trying to take the extra base, and he gets thrown out. Ball's dropping in the outfield. It's like, does he have any control, or can he police or hold his players accountable at all? And then you hear the little chuckle from Bryce.
Well, I knew there'd come a day when this would be the topic. So June 24th is the debut of the Fire the Manager thread, right?
And I'll tell you right now, Jason, that's not the route I like to go. I think that is low-hanging fruit. But with all the evidence in front of me, I don't see how I can go another way.
Well, it's really not a way that I like to go either.
Mm-hmm.
I did check in with the manager last night just to sort of see how he was holding up. And it was interesting because he reminded me of something that I believe too. This isn't Hoosiers. It isn't 1983 anymore with Jim Fregosi and Darren Dalton. And the question is, what's the best way to reach players in the 21st century?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that he feels you get messages across better without benchings, without team meetings, than you do by putting on a show for the outside. He played for Terry Francona. He played for Joe Maddon. He played for Clint Hurdle. He said that he couldn't remember a single team meeting, for example, that was of any value. And so he's trying to do this a different way. He wants his team to play looser, to play aggressive, to let go of what just happened, to treat it more like a game, and not overreact to everything swirling around them. And I mean, I know he'd prefer that we not overreact too. And I think that's the question that we've got to answer now. What was real? Was it what we saw for 2 months up to May 29th, or is it 6-16? And, you know, they played horrible baseball for 3.5 weeks. They've lost 10 games in the standings to the Braves. And that's you know, if you're going to play this kind of baseball at a time when you're playing in your division, that's a perfect recipe for getting yourself buried. But they're better than this. This happens in baseball. The Astros just lost 7 in a row. The Brewers just lost 7 of 8. And, I mean, what he is trying to do is have everybody, us included, try to focus more on the big picture of the season. But to be honest, that isn't that attractive right now either.
Who would you say are the leaders on this team?
Well, Rhys Hoskins for sure. Mm-hmm. Andrew McCutchen was. Now he's, you know, as he recuperates, he's not around. He did say that his plans are to be there every day when he can. He was limping around on crutches right after he got hurt, but they do miss that impact in many ways. Mm-hmm. And JT Realmuto has, I think, emerged as a force. But, you know, again, it's not in a 1983 Darren Dalton kind of way. I don't know how many of those guys are walking around right now.
93, yeah.
93, yeah, sorry.
Chase, do you have the feeling that maybe the outlook for the season has changed a little bit as far as maybe Matt Klentak goes, in that beginning of the season you're looking maybe to get another pitcher, a starter, maybe a reliever here. Now they're with the injury, with everything that's happened, with Odubel Herrera, you need so many things. You've slumped so mightily that maybe the outlook isn't win this year, it's look to the future. Is there any chance that could have changed during this season?
Bob, that's a really good question, because here's one of the problems that you run into when all of a sudden you head into the trade deadline and you're 6.5 back instead of 1.5 back or 1.5 up. Are you playing for the division still, or are you playing for the wild card? A team that knows it's going to win its division, a team that knows it's got a real chance to win its division, has a much bigger shopping list than a team that's trying to win a wild card. If you're trying to trade for a starter and you're a wild card team, you're in the wild card race, you don't overpay for a rental. You don't overpay for Madison Bumgarner so you can play in that wild card game. You have to shop for guys you can control. So you're in the Marcus Stroman market, not the Madison Bumgarner market. And, you know, this stretch has had that profound impact, which I haven't heard anybody talk about, but I've been thinking about a lot over the weekend.
How many consecutive starts can they go without a legit fifth starter? Like, is there a record? Like, what? Like, how long can we go here?
You know, Vince Velasquez had the best start of the week.
I know, God.
I think they're back to him as that option in that spot. They've had some relievers get healthy. They don't have the need in the pen that they had when they moved him there. And so for now, he's the answer. You know, I've checked in with quite a few teams over the last week or so, and the state of the trade market is not good. Right now, it's a seller's market. The prices are too high. You know, you don't see anybody overpaying for anything right now. And that's really reflective of the thinking of 30 general managers, not just Matt Klentak.
Okay. Speaking with Jason Stark, of course, from The Athletic, Alec Bohm hit his first home run since he got promoted to Double-A Reading. Any chance, Jason, we see him maybe in Philly's pinstripes by the end of the season?
By the end of the season?
End of the season. He's been expedited through the process already.
Well, that's not impossible. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not coming up here anytime soon. He's been Triple-A or Double-A for a week.
Mm-hmm. Not even,
but
yeah.
You know, as I mentioned to you guys before, when you pick a player like that, it's because he's on the fast track. He's built and drafted to get there quick. And right now, he's on that path. Now, third base is an issue around here. And because it's an issue, there's going to be a lot of focus on him. I don't think he's ready offensively or defensively, but is he on a fast track? Totally.
And then finally, Jason, I know we had talked a couple of weeks ago about Bryce Harper against fastballs. How is he doing against those curveballs? Is there a big drop-off, or has he been barreling them up when he does see them?
Well, he's always hit fastballs better than off-speed. His success against off-speed has varied from year to year. I don't have those breaking ball numbers up right now.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'm happy to do that.
Oh, thank you, sir. I know I'm springing a stat on you. I was just wondering if you had an idea on that, because if he's laughing at the idea or not someone that's going to participate in batting practice every day, I'm just curious, because I remember I think you had said maybe some weeks ago that he was hitting 239 against fastballs, which is just crazy to me when thinking about a guy like Bryce Harper.
Well, Matt Gill wrote an interesting piece today about this entire team and its struggles with fastballs in the zone. And if you can't hit fastballs when they're filling up the strike zone, almost nothing else really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an issue that flared up last year. It's an issue that we've seen again this year. It's a really interesting piece in The Athletic. Recommend everybody that they read it. For whatever reason, Bryce's numbers are not loading here, so we're not going to wait for
Okay, no worries. All right, because I have a more pressing question for you, Jason.
Oh, I bet you
do. This is going to make or break your week, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
So, all right, I know you'd be a reporter. You would be on the road a lot, right? You have to make yourself a meal every once in a while. I was making myself a steak quesadilla over the weekend. I don't think I rinsed out the pan too well from the dish soap, so it really smelled like dish soap while I was making the quesadilla in the pan. Would you have eaten the quesadilla if there was a soapy smell to it?
What? Why would I do that?
Well, in this case, your
there's your answer.
It's a pretty easy call. What if you? Okay, so I'm going to guess that you had no more steak and no more tortillas, and you were pretty much stuck with this, or you just like soap.
That is. everything except the last statement was true. I don't like soap, but I was down to my final two tortillas and my steak and the cheese, and I was like, well, I'm not wasting it. So I put out I did what any logical person would do. I put out a Twitter poll, and 70% of the people said I should eat it, so I did.
Well, that's a good way to go through life.
There you
I've been hearing a lot about cleansing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what you thought.
Maybe.
I don't know. Do you want the Bryce Harper numbers on breaking balls?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. 218 this year, slugging .474. But that's actually better than last year when it was .190, slugging .324. But he has had years where he's been much better than that. His swing is different. And I think that's played into this. And maybe he needs to just eat some more soap quesadillas and figure it out.
You know what? I don't think that's on the banned PED list for the baseball players. So we might have a solution there.
Right.
Jason Stark from The Athletic, always great talking to you. Thanks so much, my man.
Good talking to you guys.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.